Let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime!
Thanks for all the good words before we get to Rich Thomas.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game, and the 7 o'clock name is Angelica Hewley. It sounds like an actress.
It does.
Angelica Hewley, starring in The Name Game. You have until 8 o'clock to call us at 396-5477 so you are qualified for that $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. That's Angela Hewley. Call 396-5477.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Periods of rain today, well, it started in the middle of the night. And I'm looking at the radar now. It just keeps on coming. It's actually a band of rain. If you look at my morning video this morning or look at our weather app, you'll see it's a band of rain that cuts across the south, and it's going to train over the same area. You know what I mean by train? One cell after another, after another, after another, all day today and tonight. A few thunderstorms are possible later on, too. We are on a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Rainfall amounts, 1 to 3 inches easy. A few spots could see higher amounts. High today, 72. Low tonight, 67. Risk is some leftover showers early in the day tomorrow before a cold front sweeps through the state, shuts off the rain, ushers in some much cooler air. I think we're down to the 40s by Wednesday night. Into Thursday night as well. I mean, as far as overnight lows. So jacket weather, the nights and the mornings will be chilly. And by the weekend, watching the Gulf of Mexico for a tropical low. Could it become a depression? How will it affect us? We'll keep an eye on it. Right now this morning, with light rain falling, calm winds at 69 at 7:03. I'm a big fan of Plumbing by Lukewire. Well, actually, when you say the name Lukewire, I've been doing their air conditioning and heating for a long time. They've been in that business since 1976. Conrad Misseldine was with the company in 1976. Then later, he bought the company, you know? And he's still with them, of course. And then more than two decades ago, they started the plumbing concern. And you've heard me talk about how they've saved me several times when I've had plumbing issues. Because a plumber, I am not. Trust me when I tell you, I cannot handle plumbing stuff. That's why Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Check out the whole house plumbing inspection and find out if there's any problems lurking that are ready to become big problems at your house. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them, 264-9666. Tell them I told you to call. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
705.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are getting busy everywhere. I-65 and 85, a lot of traffic through downtown Montgomery. The Boulevard is building, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. Only accident we have for you right now, a few minutes ago, I-65 southbound on the ramp to Highway 80 headed to Selma. We have an accident right there that could be causing some problems for those of you headed to Selma this morning. Be careful out there with the rain coming down. More accidents. Buckle up and drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, coming up, we have Jay's Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Permission New York strips tomorrow for breakfast?
Sure.
Oh, God.
I mean, again.
I don't know.
You know.
As we said when we were kids, steak again.
What wine will
all
we
right,
be serving?
Tomorrow we're having leg of lamb and eggs. I apologize.
Lego lambs.
Lego lambs, yeah. That's, if it serve you right, if that's what I brought in too. I cook and slave over a hot stove right. All day, and you, I get, what do I get? Grief.
I'll take turkey and curds.
Don't get political.
Turkey and curds, eh? At 7:06.
I cannot wait to do my seafood bistro spot today.
Oh?
Well, I now I can't wait to hear it.
Yes, I cannot wait to tell you about what was done for me yesterday.
Oh, really?
There's a picture of it on my Facebook page.
Ooh. Gosh, if I wasn't so busy with all these studio responsibilities. Did I tell you I hate that thing? 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Later, if there's... we have a guest today, right?
We do have a business break today, yes.
Okay, and Randy Burkhalter, he'll be thrilled brain at last.
Yes.
I got a note from somebody that said they had their first rain September 1st. So that's like almost 5 weeks of nothing but dry. Later on, the question, would you rather give up sex, junk food, or Wi-Fi?
Wait a minute. Sex, junk food, or Wi-Fi?
Just out of the three, which one would you rather give up?
Give up junk food.
Yeah. I was going to say that, too, because I cannot give up Wi-Fi. It's just too painful to contemplate.
Yeah. Nuts.
All right.
It's bad enough when the power goes out.
Everybody that calls the show for whatever reason, complain, say hello, or participate in the contest.
Say hello.
We're here. Get it off your chest. You qualify for some pretty nifty grand prizes at the end of the week, which includes a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, a big party sized tray of wings, gooey fries, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, and of course, whatever sauce you choose for the wings. That works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, and man, it is so great to have a place like that where you can breeze in, get your car serviced, have them run a diagnostic check just to make sure everything is good working order, and then if you're like traveling away this weekend for a football game, drive with confidence. Don Duncan on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Your local news and then random facts with, yes, he said, a convoluted introduction coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Amber Alert for 3-year-old Camille McKinney has now been expanded to states surrounding Alabama. Birmingham police say she was abducted at a birthday party Saturday night. Governor Ivey says she is finalizing a plan to offer a reward for information leading to Camille. Two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening burns after an apartment fire in Montgomery. This happened in the 5600 block of Eddins Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And we now know the names of two high school students who drowned in the Tombigbee River. Authorities say Demopolis High School students Rayshawn Bennison and Natasha Daniels died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. The students went to the river after an early dismissal from school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
October 15th is National Grouch Day, a day when it's okay to be grouchy. Not sure I know how to do that, but I'll try. Get off my lawn. Turn down that music. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Oh, darn it, I don't know how to be grouchy. Grr. Well, what do you know? I did it. Have a happy National Grouch Day.
And now, for crying out loud, don't tell me it's time for
random.
Boy, that was tight.
You grouchy You grouch.
Did it work? Did I get a thumbs up?
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
That was really
of course.
Tight. Well, thank you, Siskel and Ebert. I
you
appreciate
did fantastic.
It. I'm worried. I said, time is ticking, time is ticking.
Yeah. The long ones I'm curious about because you gotta nail that post.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta hit that post. Did you know, excuse me, it is impossible to predict the paths of colliding billiard balls after only a few collisions. Tiny differences in the initial positions accumulate to such a degree that by the sixth or seventh collision, even the force of gravity from people standing near the pool table can change the outcome.
Plus so, a slanted floor, too. Yeah.
That too. These balls collide and they change their weight, their shape, or...
Well, if you've ever felt a billiard ball, you'll feel that there's little... And maybe a nick here, nick there, you know, little bitty, tiny little things. And so it's impossible to actually predict after a few times.
Yeah, I played.
What's going to happen?
I played pool with Willie Moscone, Minnesota Fats, as part for a thing for TV.
Yeah.
And he showed some of the trick shots.
Right.
And, you know, as far as I know, it was just garden variety billiard balls. It's amazing.
It's unreal.
They're also good at math and geometry.
Yes.
I've seen some people run a table and just do incredible things. Mm-hmm. Same.
I saw him hop the cue ball over another ball to hit the ball behind it and into the hole.
Yeah.
Did you know every Nissan GTR is personally hand-assembled in a dust and temperature-controlled clean room by a single technician known as a Takumi? Only 5 master craftsmen in the world have this unique qualification.
A Takumi?
A Takumi, yes.
You are a tech homie.
Tech homie.
Tech homie.
Thanks, bro.
What it is, Big Mama? Come on.
Did you know Franklin Delano Roosevelt's grandfather, Warren Delano, made a fortune smuggling opium into China around the time of the First Opium War?
You know... Can I pause here?
Sure. Yeah.
To offer some historical perspective.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I have read many books about the Roosevelts and many books about that period of time.
Great documentary about the Roosevelts.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Burns, I think.
It is. There's so many good ones. But we had a far bigger opioid crisis in America in the late 19th century than we do today.
Mm-hmm.
Half of women were opium users.
Right.
Because it was common. It was not illegal.
Right. Right.
And from middle class on up, it was cocaine. It's like, I put a thing on Facebook yesterday about a little kid telling her mother, Grandma used to do up, 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 up. And the mother says, well, they used to, Grandma's Coca-Cola had real coke in it in those days, you know.
And Americans were responsible for starting an opioid crisis in China with the Chinese workers. And it became a terrible, terrible epidemic of opium use in China.
The thing is, it's just, this is not the first time we've been down this road before in this country.
Earthquake last night. Just looking.
Oh, San Francisco, 4.5.
4.5. They go.
That was my thought too. Yeah. Okay.
Was that a tickle?
Come on, give me an 8.
Did you know that the Aztecs were one of the few ancient civilizations where education was mandatory for everyone? That included boys and girls of all social status. They were educated at home, and then later they were educated at schools. Although the kind of school that they would go to depended on gender and class. At the time.
Boy, the buses some back class. Then were terrible.
Yeah, when they had to listen to their parents say, back in my day, I had to walk.
It's right. To the teepee.
30. See, they were asked. Excuse me. Did you know the pathogen that caused the Irish potato crop failure, resulting in the death or displacement of over a quarter of the total Irish population, that pathogen originated in Mexico?
Okay.
Did you know? I didn't know that. And somehow got to Ireland. Did you know a Cambridge University study found that people who frequently take daytime naps of an hour or longer... Hi, Bailey, who's taking a daytime nap right now.
She's snoring away.
These people tend to die younger than those who forego midday sleeping.
Wait a minute. So they take an hour.
If they frequently take daytime naps of an hour or longer, typically tend to die younger than those who forego midday sleeping.
I see.
The team thinks it's most likely an underlying health condition that is both causing fatigue, leading to naps and shaving years off.
Oh, okay. So
what you're saying is one of these days I'm going to wake up in time for high heat and I'm going to crow. Is that it? You're saying
high heat comes on at what
time?
High
heat, the 12 noon. O'clock show on MLB Network.
I love him.
I thought I always heard that taking naps was good for you. You know,
yeah, I thought so too.
Like a little nap here and there. What, power naps?
A power nap that can last 15 or 20 minutes can sometimes be the best nap in the world.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you know that the swaying motion of skyscrapers, which I've never worked in a skyscraper or anything like that. Do you ever have a studio in one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I figured that.
Worked in the Hancock building.
It would bother me.
And one night, we went up to the 95th, which is a nice lounge at the top of the Hancock.
Uh-huh.
And a major thunderstorm came through.
Yeah.
We were in it.
Right.
We were in it. And it's not so much that you feel the building sway, but when the chandeliers are going like
this, you get that sense.
You know that the building is moving. Yeah.
And the building is made to sway, right?
Yeah,
about, I think it kind of factored in to the World Trade Center, unfortunately. But these buildings are designed to move about 3 or 4 feet in either direction at the top.
You. But while you can't really notice it too well, the swaying motion of skyscrapers caused by winds can trigger tiredness, low mood, and lack of motivation in occupants.
Really?
Because your body does have that. You may not can sense it, but it's swaying
I would feel claustrophobic working in a high-rise because, you know, didn't they say the fire department, they could only handle so many floors, right?
Yeah, I would imagine that they've made a lot of upgrades in super tall buildings, you know, for fire and things like that.
Yeah.
All the help in the world wouldn't have helped those poor folks on September 11th.
Yeah.
Did you know that pets can be allergic to humans? Cats, especially cats, just like we can be allergic to pets, pets can also be allergic to us, especially cats. Did you know the popularity of salt and pepper as near universal table condiments was due to Louis the 14th, who considered most other forms of seasoning a vulgar act? If it wasn't just salt and pepper, if you did it with anything else, it was frowned upon. Today, over 27,000 tons of black pepper is consumed by the United States alone.
And by the way, the best pepper, we got to take a break.
Is the doctor? No.
Yeah, we've got food outlet here. No.
Okay.
If you go to the, just like cricket dust.
Yeah.
Was I right about that?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I'm
addicted. I'm addicted now.
Let me know when you need more.
I know we got to take a break. I have two left.
Sorry.
It'll come after the break.
We'll have to wait.
Okay.
Gosh. I hope they're worth waiting
for. It's like the short season of Game of Thrones. You know, we had that many, and now we just have this many.
Okay.
I'm sure you won't disappoint, but it is 7:20, and for those of you who have been paying attention, we will have the pop quiz question coming up. Today is the last day for this week's specials. Tomorrow, these gentlemen here are going to be enjoying New York strip steaks at $4.65, and they're thick, too. $4.65 a pound. You can get, if you win the $10 gift certificate, you can get 2 pounds of USDA terrific, perfectly cut New York strip steaks. Pork tenderloin, which is also a very lean and easy to make meat. You can have one of those ready in 30 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on the size that you buy. And again, that's something you can sprinkle cricket dust on or baste it with oil and vinegar, whatever. It's always flavorful. And for your engage your inner cheapskate, Oscar Mayer bologna, a 1 pound package, only $1.25. That's like 90s prices. $1.25 for Oscar Mayer bologna. Heinz ketchup, $2.59 for the big stand on its head jug, and large tomatoes, 64 cents a pound at Food Outlet, all three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, and on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Back with the rest of Random Facts and the Pop Quiz, but first,
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. It is a rainy Tuesday morning and traffic is building out there. The I-65-85 interchange is busy, as well as the Eastern Boulevard, Northern Boulevard, and East-South Boulevard. Troy Highway into the Eastern Boulevard, a little bit busy there. And also Ann and Madison inbound to downtown, kind of busy out there. Only trouble spot we had, I-65 southbound at the Highway 80 ramp. On the ramp, we had an accident earlier, some lane blockage. It could still be causing a problem. Hopefully it's out of your way, but use caution there. Buckle up and drive safe. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a 6-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And this hour's name is Angelica Hewley. You have until 8 to call us at 396-5477. That's Angelica Hewley, this hour's name in the name game.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, here it's time for...
Random.
It's okay.
I had the wrong hole.
It's perfectly fine.
Sorry about that.
Happens to the best of us.
I gotta watch my pot.
It's just 2 remaining random facts. Did you know that Union soldiers sang a modified version of Dixie?
I did not know that, but thanks to the Three Stooges, I knew that Union soldiers were wearing Union underwear.
Remember that? Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
The lyrics were changed to be biting and irritating to the Confederates.
Oh.
I have a copy here, but I have not listened to this. I have no idea what it says.
A risky click.
I honestly don't know. I mean, Vulgarity wasn't rare during Civil War.
And it wasn't invented in 1969, vulgarity. It was
rare. So let's see what this sounds like.
I've got my hand over the dump button just in case.
I appreciate that. You might need it.
Oh,
in the land of traitors, rattlesnakes and alligators. Right away, come away, right away, come away. Where cotton's king and men are chattels, Union boys will win the battles. Right away, come away, right away, come away. We'll all go down to Dixie, away, away. Each Dixie boy must understand that he must find his Uncle Sam. Away, 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 away. We'll all go down to Dixie.
I had never heard them.
Wow, interesting.
Very.
You know. Probably, did you know about that? Or?
No, I did not.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I know that.
I know you're a big Civil War guy, so.
I know that at night when they weren't fighting and they were all camped out, they enjoyed hearing the others' music played from, you know what I mean?
Across the lines, yeah.
Especially, you know, like a harmonica or whatever.
Because a lot of these guys were forced into it, obviously, right. Fighting, just like I think the same thing happened in World War II and stuff.
And you know, the Christmas Eve truce.
It's like, yeah, okay.
You know, they're
they could stop for that, but they could, yeah,
right.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. And finally, did you know Snoop Dogg hired a guy whose only job is to roll his joints?
Yeah. I'm one of the best. I was an apprentice and then worked my way up to the top.
That is it. He hired a guy and that's his only job.
And what do you do, sir?
I roll joints for Snoop Dogg.
It's right here on my business card, which you can also roll into a joint.
I mean, given the consumption that Snoop Dogg does, that's a full-time job.
Oh, my but, God, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I never get any time off, ever, for this
job. It's Columbus Day. Can I have the day off? Nope.
All right, you two commiserate.
I have a few. They're not great, but I have a few.
On the pop quiz question while I tell everybody, you know, it's interesting. I learned something about AC because of this incredibly dry weather.
Yeah.
And cutting grass and how that can get sucked into the outside coils, which my electric bill should be here any day, and I'm actually looking forward to it because Clark's took care of that.
Yeah.
In the same sense, the prolonged drought with no rain and incredibly hot weather.
Gosh, yeah.
Could also be a source of unexpected problems for your roof because nothing's been there. It's just been sitting there baking away in the sun without a chance to cool down much over the last couple of months. So if you walk into a room and you see a spot in the ceiling, it's not the end of the world. I know the feeling because nobody wants to replace a roof. It is expensive, and at some point, you do. But more often than not, those stains just represent a place where your house settled or a crack developed in the heat, which can happen because heat makes things expand. Just call Jones Brothers, and you'll get an immediate and honest take on what it is. But most of the time, it's just nothing more than your house settling and water finding a way in. So they trace the source of the leak, they seal it so it won't happen a second time, and then they dispatch a painter to take care of the stain, and they do amazing work. But you want to bring that situation to the attention of people you can trust. And for over seven decades, Jones Brothers has been the name in roofing here in the River Region. They do replacement windows and doors. We've had screen doors installed by them. We've had a couple of those paint job, paint stain issues come up over time, too. They do phenomenal work. 800-264-8009 is their number. But if you'd like to see all the things they can do for your home, including three roofs they redid just to make sure they left behind a happy customer, go to jbroof.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the Irish potato famine. It was a crop failure due to a pathogen that came from where? It did not come from Ireland. What country of origin did that come from?
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call, 272-9228. And the first person with the correct answer will win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate at 731.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 331 inbound to Montgomery at Hyundai Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles and use caution in that area. That's Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. On the boulevard around Montgomery, we have no problems right now, as well as I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery and Street and Madison inbound to downtown busy, but no accidents, and it's raining. So buckle up and slow down. Drive carefully this morning. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. Larry, good morning.
Hey. Larry, you there?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes.
All right, Larry, we need the answer to our pop quiz question.
What country did that come from? It caused the Irish potato famine. Where did it come from?
Did it come from Mexico?
Absolutely. That is correct.
All right.
You got it, Larry. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yes, $10 goes a long way at Food Outlet. We invite you, when you redeem your certificate, to take a picture of everything you put in your buggy for $10. And send it to
us. We'd love to know what you can get for the $10 that you spend there. So,
okay, first time caller as well.
Whoa! Right. How long you been listening?
Probably for 3 years.
And you're just now calling in?
Seems like I'm always at the wrong time or missed the call.
Oh man, you got it today though. Congratulations!
All right.
Glad you took that jump.
Yeah,
very nice.
Way
man.
To go, Larry.
We're excited.
And for everybody else that gets that impulse, I'm going to call. I'm going to just do it. Just right. Overcome.
For those of you that are on the ledge and you're ready to take the plunge,
there's probably a
call
better
us.
Way to put that.
Yes. Hello. I'm calling you from on the ledge.
Are you a first-time caller?
I'm on the top of... Never mind.
It is 7:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
If you have our weather app, and we hope you have it, in fact, today is going to be a good day to have it on your phone or tablet. It is very colorful right now. If you go to the radar section and look at all those colors, it's raining everywhere, and the rain continues to increase in intensity. In fact, I see some heavier rain now west of I-65 and south of US 80. That's spreading eastward as well. Periods of rain today and tonight. A few thunderstorms possible later on, too, some of which could be strong. We're in a marginal severe weather risk as well. Rainfall amounts today, most places 1 to 3 inches easy. Few spots could see higher amounts than that. Today's high 72, tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, the risk of a leftover shower is mainly early in the day. The cold front sweeps through the state and shuts off the rain and brings in much cooler air. In fact, we're talking about jacket weather late Wednesday night and late Thursday night, with temperatures falling into the 40s for overnight lows. And by the weekend, by the way, we're watching the Gulf of Mexico. There are indications of a tropical low developing out there in the Western Gulf, heading towards the Northern Gulf Coast. How could that affect us? Could it become a depression? We'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, this morning, light rain falling. Temperatures 69. Calm winds at 7:35.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
7:35. I've always admitted having a sweet tooth, but sometimes I describe it as a sweet tusk. And I thought of that because
Tusk
is out, and we are going to bring you animal stories in just a moment. On News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:35, here's Fox Business.
Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Johnson & Johnson and J.P. Morgan Chase both reported a stronger-than-expected summer quarter. United Health Group is reporting a better-than-expected quarter, and the company is raising its forecast for this year. Southwest Airlines pilots now believe the Boeing 737 MAX planes won't return to service until February or even later. That's weeks later than Boeing and airlines have predicted. market. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says it believes issues with European regulators are being resolved, but several other steps are necessary, including a 15-day public comment period. Google is revealing its new phone today. Reports say the new device will be loaded with artificial intelligence technology and will have a powerful camera, the price reported to be $999. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures, no matter how much you owe. Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Amber Alert for 3-year-old Camille McKinney has now been expanded to states surrounding Alabama. Birmingham police say she was abducted at a birthday party Saturday night. Governor Ivey says she is finalizing a plan to offer a reward for information leading to Camille. We now know the names of two high school students who drowned in the Tombigbee River. Authorities say Demopolis High School students Rayshawn Bennison and Natasha Daniels died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. The students went to the river after an early dismissal from school. And two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening burns after an apartment fire in Montgomery. This happened in the 5600 block of Eddins Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. At 7:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's time for Animal Story.
Animal Story, as in one?
Is there one? I got a couple, actually. When you were doing random facts, did you do a story about a cat that couldn't stop sneezing? Something on a cat.
Well, today I did something on a cat, but I want to say I've done something about a cat that couldn't stop sneezing, but I don't know. I think it was a human that couldn't stop sneezing, actually.
Oh, I remember.
Not just a cat, but no, the one I did today was that pets can be allergic to humans.
Oh, that's right.
And it's usually more common in cats.
Well, we got a tabby, chubby little tabby named Elliot that has, he's kind of stuck because he can't stop sneezing. So veterinarians are trying all different kinds of approaches to try and get him to stop. They say he's a lovely cat. His condition is tough. It's making him tough for them to find a home because his previous owner died. They thought at first it was cat flu, but it's been continuing and getting very expensive, too.
Ooh, jeez.
The level of stress he's carrying from living here will have an effect on his condition. As soon as he can go outside and get some fresh air, his sneezing will be less of a problem. I brought that up in case you've had a sneezy cat in your life.
I've had a dog that sneezes every once in a while, right? Have you heard your dog sneeze too?
Briscoe, yeah. Hershey, not quite as much, but right. Briscoe, has, in fact, he has a lot of allergies. My fat bottom thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Daddy loves you. I just did. All right. Jen McNard of Billings, Montana, needed some help after she took her sled dog team. I guess if you live in Billings, everybody's got one of those. It's not that unusual. Took her sled dog team out for a training session, and they tipped her off the sled and took off on their own. She put up a Facebook post about the dog team and quickly started getting messages from people who spotted them running with their empty sled. Eventually, a neighbor told her the police cars were able to chase down the sled team. She says the animals led police on a bit of a slow speed chase. She retrieved the dogs from a shelter the next day, all safe and uninjured. It's just a little insight to life in other places. And yesterday I mentioned this, I think, but there's a wedding cake that was made at the Shady Maple Market. Who wouldn't want to shop?
The Shady Maple Market.
Going
okay.
To the Shady Maple.
Shady operation.
A little more details on this story about the deer cake.
Oh, yeah?
It took, let's see, 10 hours, 10 hours, and different people to put together. The way this cake was made, it wasn't baked. It wasn't like, I've had form shopping pans, you know, where you can bake the
right.
shape.
Oh, sure. Something. Yeah.
It's cute. But they used a styrofoam deer and then toothpicked all the cake to it.
Uh-huh.
nobody seems to know why having a deer cake for the bride and groom was said. It came with plastic antlers.
Apparently, he's a hunter, right? Yeah?
Well, when you live in East Earl, Pennsylvania, which is not far from where this guy...
The Anaconda You Want to Know Why guy
in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Right.
There, I guess they do. I saw one just the other day. Well, they're
a deer?
They're around East Montgomery.
I see them a lot.
Yeah, we're out at those hours where the deers and the antelope play.
Oh, give me a home.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, give me a break.
No.
It is 7:44, quick trip downstairs to see how the roads are moving.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 331 inbound to Montgomery at Hyundai Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles and use caution in that area. That's Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. On the boulevard around Montgomery, we have no problems right now, as well as I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Ann Street and Madison inbound to downtown busy, but no accidents. And it's raining, so buckle up and slow down. Drive carefully this morning. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can could trade your gold or make it something new, or you could walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with the Marguerites. Marguerites is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge. I actually just went to my email inbox to see what my informed delivery digest had in the mail today.
Uh-huh.
And considering, you know, there's been no mail since, I was very disappointed in what's coming. Nothing.
Right.
But so then I noticed the email just below it had this year's nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
And guess who is not on the list?
Sticks. Again.
Well, I mean, you got to give time to the notorious B.I.G., right?
This is sickening. This is
crazy.
This is a hall of stupid.
Crazy.
Rock and roll. Well, so, yeah, Dave Matthews. Now, I know Dave Matthews has an enormous following.
Matthews' band is up for nomination.
Up there.
Good
and
Lord.
Name one hit. The Doobies belong there. They should have been in already.
The Doobies are fine.
Pat Benatar, kind of a flash in the pan, in my opinion. Depeche Mode, seriously. Whitney Houston. Look. How many rock
Kraftwerk
hits did Whitney Houston?
Kraftwerk before Styx. Kraftwerk.
MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G. Really? They went Todd Rundgren. I guess they're finally willing to overlook his issues with women. Soundgarden, T-Rex.
Now, I'm okay with Soundgarden, but T-Rex had just one hit, right? No? Yes?
Bang a Gong.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy, one hit. Yeah. The Boys Are Back in Town.
Right.
And Styx is not on the list. This is a joke. This thing is a stupid...
Well, it's got to be something political or something. I don't know what's going on.
Really, the one name that jumps out on the nominees for this year is the Doobies.
The Doobie Brothers. And no, I'm fine with that.
How come they're not in already?
Exactly.
I'd like to know, what were they missing in previous years?
Right. And look at the people who got in previous years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
This is a joke. So I would like to... Well, I think next year I'm going to try and do a campaign.
I got to be honest with you. I actually do like the building, and I like the exhibits because I've gone there 3 times, and mm-hmm. And there's also a radio studio there too that you mm-hmm. can broadcast from if you want to.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll run down after the show and see if the boss will foot the bill for. Hey, we want to do the show for the Rock and Roll Fight. Can we do it?
No.
How about if you just pay the airfare?
No.
Okay. I'm just. See, I'm glad I have him because then I don't have to go down and have the actual conversation.
Right.
Projected. Yeah. And I got to hit our attention getting sounder.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Again, because Marsha has traffic information for us. Hi, Marsha.
Yes. On the boulevard, I'm heading to the zoo, but on the boulevard, right there at Wetumpka Highway, a car ran into one of the trees and it's tying up traffic on both sides.
Ooh. Wow. All
right. With injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
People right there in the median.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's awful. All right. Man. Well, appreciate that. I imagine on this slippery morning, there's a lot of problems. You know, when it hasn't rained for a long time, you get a little oil on the road and just a little bit of rain. Yeah.
I would say today is probably one of the most dangerous driving days. Yep. Just the light rain with all that accumulated oil.
Yep.
We appreciate that.
Thanks for the phone call.
You're welcome.
By the way, I would think that would increase the chance of your vehicle hydroplaning, which I hope you never
possibly.
I went into that after the 10 o'clock news one night, and it's I should be dead on I-85 near the Eastern Bypass. Oh, it's just after the 10 o'clock news. I went into hydroplaning, hit another vehicle, and we both went careening. We both should be dead.
Wow. Wow.
But it's scary because you're watching a movie happen.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about
that
it.
That is exactly what it's like, because it happened to me in my Corvette during one of those big pounding summer thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Interstate 95 in the middle lane. And all of a sudden, it was like somebody picked the car up off the ground. You felt no contact with anything. And I just started spinning like a propeller. And it's
nothing you can do.
It is like watching a movie in slow-mo. And I'm watching cars bail into the grass on both sides of me trying to get out of the way.
Right.
I'm pumping the brakes. I didn't even know this could happen. And my car came to a screeching halt inches from backing into a light pole.
Yeah, well, the car was totaled. Well, just it was within $40 of being totaled.
Well, as long as you weren't totaled,
yeah,
though, right?
Nice.
That's what really matters. All right, a teeny weeny itsy teen, bikini is part of our Morning Maru cast about an hour from now. And we're going to do a conundrum, but we just don't know which one we're going to do yet.
Yeah, I think that list was a little weak. Maybe.
Are you holding anything?
I do have something.
Some rainy day conundrums?
I got one.
All right, thank you. Let's see. I like number two here.
Right.
We got the holiday season coming up.
Yep.
So what will the average person do about 26 times during the upcoming holiday season?
Oh. Okay. 26 times.
Yeah.
During the holiday season.
Right.
Buy eggnog? No. Probably not.
Now that it's come out earlier, maybe.
they surveyed a bunch of people, not just Jay. So what will the average person do about 26 times during the upcoming holiday season? 272-9228 is the number. I want to thank Mr. Electric for bringing you the most electrifying story of the day. Their number is 245-1566. Why them? A, it's an easy name to remember. And everybody that's part of their team is a certified master electrician. These are people, when you meet them, and I've met three of the team at Mr. Electric, when you meet them, you know they know their stuff. They just exude that
sure.
level of confidence.
You can tell.
And that's what you want when it comes to electricity.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, last week on Happy Hour, one of our listeners called and thanked me for referencing her to Mr. Electric because they had a house fire. And she wanted somebody to come out after the repairs had been made just
check
to make
out.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you hear a humming sound or light seems to be dimming without any obvious cause, don't let that situation linger. Call Mr. Electric, 245-1566. And if you're doing anything that requires installation and electricity, please do yourself a favor. Choose Mr. Electric. First of all, they always show up at a specific time on time. They clean their shoes before they come in your house. They wear booties. They clean up any debris that's made from the repair or installation that you've requested. And all you're left with is the great result that you called for. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or look them up online at MrElectric.com. Angelica Hewley, you have 5.5 shopping minutes to call us at 396-5477. If you want to go shopping at the Eastdale Mall with a $1,000 gift card to select stores, to be in that drawing, we need to hear from you by 8. That's Angelica Hewley, the number again, 396-5477.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a minor crash on the Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard. That could cause a little bit of a backup. Watch for emergency vehicles there. They are still working an accident Highway 331 inbound at Hyundai Boulevard. Use caution there. No accidents, but traffic busy at the following places. I-65 into downtown along the Ann Street area. 65 out of Prattville into Montgomery. Very busy traffic there. Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway. A little backed up at the light there. 231 out of Wetumpka, busy at the lights. A lot of traffic everywhere, and it's raining, so drive carefully this morning. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Copsworth Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we know it's raining outside and everybody's being extra cautious this morning, but we would like to get this conundrum started today, please.
Oh,
Yeah. I don't want to sound like your mother.
Yeah, there's a knock on the phone right now.
Oh. Knock on the phone.
Right before they changed their mind.
Denise?
He's a real Jane Hathaway when it comes to answering the phone. Again, the conundrum is during the holiday season, the average person will do this
26 times. Let me think.
So, I mean,
I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite a few times.
That's several times. Yeah. Okay.
If you can identify this, you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Right.
And our number is 272-922.
You don't want to pull out any anything painful.
Is she applying for credit or what?
I think it's another question about another thing. I don't think it was about our contest, the conundrum.
It was actually about the name game.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I had my hopes raised only to have them dashed.
That's not the first
I know.
Time.
And I don't.
This is not a hard question.
I'm not.
You should be used to that.
But that's true.
No means no.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
Isn't he funny?
Again.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, it's my daily almost pass out from laughter.
Which is a good thing, except when it's at my expense.
Now, the longer title is, My Daily Almost Pass Out from Laughter When Rich Says Something.
Yeah. The third and final hour of the Rich Thomas Comedy Spectacular. Continuing on, but again, the average person will do this about 26 times during the upcoming holiday season. Name the activity at 272-9228.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
All right, we're going to talk to Ralph.
Bang, zoom.
Not that Ralph. The one on line one. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's the average person going to do about 26 times during the upcoming Christmas holiday season?
I don't know. Say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas is...
No.
I'm sorry. Not the answer, but you know what? It's a good guess.
Yep, thanks.
Very good guess. We appreciate
it. Thanks for the show, man. It's great. Thank you.
All righty. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, man? I want to guess something to do with Christmas cards. We send Christmas cards, sign Christmas cards.
Let's see if that's the winning answer.
Guess what? You're right.
That's it. That's exactly what
I'm hungry.
You just guessed that, or did you use the Google?
No, I guessed that.
Man, you're great. Holy cow.
What'd you say? Your wife what?
She sends out a bunch of cards every year.
I send out 36 and I every year I look at trying to whittle it down, and I just say, I can't. I got to send it to that person.
I have all your cards on my refrigerator.
I've seen that. That's for